Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, it's Victoria. I'm really excited that last week's show actually recorded correctly, so I'm really psyched. So, anywho, welcome. It's Thursday night, 8 p.m. We're having a fun show tonight on four keys to self-healing, okay, because I think we all struggle when we get sick with what to do, and it generally will make us feel like we're being punished or we deserve it or whatever the case may be. But I'm here to tell you that that's not the case, and I will help you walk you through how to make a difference in yourself, in your overall wellness in order to heal yourself. So, as always, you know, I invite you all to go to angelcoaches.org and visit that site. It has all the tabs there where you can meet the angels, you could get download for the Blog Talk Radio. You can see the blogs that we post or I post after each of our each show. So that way you have some extra details on what I talked about and some information that you might have missed when I spoke, which is, you know, it's okay. It happens. And then you can see pictures of us. I mean, there's so many cool things. And it's redeveloping the site more and more. You'll be able to make appointments. You'll be able to sign up for workshops. I mean, there's just so much to do. Tree has everything posted. So like the page, become friends with Tree or with me. No big deal. It'll be great to talk to y'all. So that's also available for everybody. So, and we can all reach out, the community of everyone who wants everyone to start healing and being one and more spiritually grounded. So it's really cool. So, onward to our show tonight. I'm going to be talking about the four keys to self-healing, okay? We often get sick. Some of us have intensive illnesses, like, for instance, for myself, Lyme disease. Tree had diabetes. There's someone, also another coach, Sue, who's battling fibromyalgia. I mean, we all have it, and we all have something going on. Or you could be battling something simple, like a cold or the flu, you know, or whatever the case may be. Because, like, it can be something severe or something simple, but we all do battle it. I mean, we tend to wear ourselves down, and it's just the way your body shows you that you need to, like, slow down and chill out by getting sick. So, one thing about healing yourself that you need to be aware of is that you need to trust the fact that you have the ability to heal yourself, okay? Just trust it. I mean, it's hard to sit there, well, how am I supposed to heal myself if I don't have medicine? And I'm like, okay, I get you. Medicine is important to help facilitate the process of healing, but there's studies that show that people have healed themselves of cancer simply by believing that they can. So there's definitely good things to be said about medicine, and then there's also things to be said about your mind. So we're focusing obviously on the mind part because we are spiritual individuals. We all have the ability to do great and miraculous things, provided that we believe that we are creatures of God, and that with practice and with understanding of what these powers and abilities are, we can do really great things. So, first thing, trust, or in that you really, really, truly believe that it's going to happen, okay? And without doubt, without, you know, your ego getting involved and being like, no way, you can't do that. You can. I'm here to tell you you can. Okay? Second, whatever your ailment is, let's say I had a broken leg. I broke my leg in five places. Yeah, I know. It's a lot. I was being a goofball, and I decided to try to jump into a pool to go do a cannonball and splash my knees because I thought it was really fun. And I just came home from the military probably about a year prior. So I was home. It was my first summer with my family. I was really excited, and I was just, like, being a goofball. So I take a running like, not running, sprinting, but I took a running start to jump into the pool, and I jumped, and I changed direction when I was midair, no big deal, and then I landed. But I landed a little hard on the ground, and I didn't realize because the pool was a gradual pool. I don't know if they do that where you guys are from, you know, whatever state or country, but, like, here in Virginia, they have it where it starts out where there's no depth to it, and it gradually goes down from 0 inches to probably about 6 or 7 where the diving board is. So it's a gradual. I was only home for a year. I never swam there before. I didn't realize what I thought was 3 feet was really probably around 2. So anyway, long story short, I just wanted to get you the visual of it. So I'm sitting there, and I landed where my shin hit the bottom of the pool. And so I broke my tibia and fibia, which are the two bones in your calf, and 3 metatarsals in my foot. So my 2nd, 3rd, and 4th metatarsal. Yeah, it was a good time. Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. So I had this break, and it was horrible. I had to have surgery. I have a rod down the length of my tibia or fibia. Which one is it? Fibia, which is the bigger bone on the calf. So I have a big rod. It was a mess. I definitely found my pain threshold, I tell you, people. Bone pain, by far, is the worst pain to ever have. So here I am. I just started a job probably about 3 weeks prior. I'm laid up. I couldn't go to work because clearly I had to have surgery. I was in a cast prior to surgery from my toe all the way up to my crotch. It was very uncomfortable. Ridden. I was on short-term disability, and I'm sitting there laying there. I'm like, oh, my God, I cannot be here for long. I need to get back to work, you know? So every day I'd look at my foot, and I had to do a task of wiggling my toes to start moving it because apparently they had cut through a couple nerves when I was being operated on. And I guess it's part of the healing process, too, that I had to make sure that I was getting mobility back, even though my leg was immobile. I wanted to wiggle my toes. So it was always something that the home health nurse would always make me do, and I was always looking at it. I'm like, come on, wiggle, wiggle. And I'm staring at my toe, wiggle. You know you want to wiggle. And I literally started visualizing my toes wiggling and visualizing, like, my bones healing. And I just closed my eyes. And what I would do is just look at where the area that was infected or hurt or broken. So it was my leg. And I just kept on envisioning it healing. Like, you could do it with, like, colors, whatever way that works for you to visualize that you are healing. And I did it. So I would always do that. And slowly but surely, I was wiggling my toes. And the nurse was always surprised. She's like, I can't believe you're doing that so soon after the accident. I'm like, I know, this is cool. So I got out of the whole wrapping, you know, I got put into a boot and everything, and I'm over at the doctor's. He's looking at the healing, and he's like, you know, I could give you a bone stimulator, which basically you hook up to your bone to help it grow more bone so that it heals faster. Usually we hand it out, like, at 12 weeks when you're out of work or out of, you know, at home from the surgery. He's like, you're only at 6, but yet you're walking on your leg already. I'm like, yeah. He's like, well, how are you doing it? I'm like, I need to walk. So I'm healing myself. So visualize the area. So basically, I healed faster than anybody he's seen before. Now, granted, I was still in the cast. I still had the rod. I still was hurting. But I visualized that area being healed, and the visualization made it happen. So I healed faster. It was really cool because I recovered faster than most people would have in that situation. So that's a little quick story on that. That's pretty cool though, right? Understand that in order to heal, you need to be balanced. And what I mean by balanced is that it's a mind-body-spirit balance. So you can visualize that you're healing yourself, right? But if you are visualizing that you're healing, but then you're ingesting things or eating things that are not good for your body, or if you are thinking negatively about things around you, everything else but healing, right? Those things aren't balanced, okay? So mind, body, spirit, I know Therese used that phrase often, is it's a balance that you need to have. Okay, so your mind needs to be balanced in the sense that you need to understand that your mind needs to stay positive. You need to have love and light in your thoughts. You need to always feed yourself with positive affirmations and stuff like that, right? So you need to have the mindset of understanding that you can heal, understanding that you are a great person. You need to have control over your ego, okay? The body means that you have to feed your body good things. You need to have the balanced diet. You need to eat the organic or the good, you know, unprocessed foods, because you're feeding your body, because you love your body, the good stuff to help it heal, you know, taking the medicines if you need to, and also giving yourself vitamins to help support your body in the healing process. Spirit, you need to be spiritually aligned. You need to really understand that you are a person of God. You know, you need to meditate even though you're sick. You need to stay, you know, communicating with your angels and your spirit guides and trust that they're there for you and trust the process that you're doing. You know, and that balance needs to be there, because you can't have one and not the other. You know what I mean? So while you're going through this healing thing, you need to really stay focused on keeping everything in alignment. You need to stay positive. You need to trust that you're doing the right thing. You know, so understanding that will help you stay focused. And it is really important to understand that. So, you know, while I was doing all the visualization on my leg and all, I also understood that it was going to work. You know, I knew it was going to work. And then I also was positive about it. You know, and I did do some meditations, and I was just like, you know, and I ate well, you know, because I had people cooking for me because I couldn't walk. But I ate well. I drank my water. You know, I took the vitamins to support my body because, you know, remember, when I was going through, after I got out of military, is when I started on my Lyme treatment. So not only did I break my leg, but I also had all the medicines I was taking for my Lyme. So I kind of got a double whammy at the same time. So you just really have to focus. And then the fourth thing, so we have trusting that it's possible. Two is visualizing the area that's infected or, you know, ill is being healed. You know, you visualizing it. Three is understanding that healing is a balance of the mind, body, spirit. And the fourth is know that there's a reason for your illness, okay? Now, we've talked about reasons, that there's a reason for everything, meeting people, opportunities, even negative things that might have happened to you. There's a reason for it. Now, of course, you think about, well, what's the reason for getting the flu? Okay, well, there's a couple of reasons it could be. You could be not taking care of your body. You might be doing really awesome in your mind and your spirit, but not the body. You're not feeding your body well. You're not getting the rest you need. You're not drinking enough water. You know, so people say, you know, your body is a temple, and it is your temple. So you need to treat it like a temple by doing the right thing. So you might get the flu because you're not doing that. You might be getting the flu because you choose to expose yourself to people who are ill by not washing your hands, by not practicing good germ control. So know that during the winter, there's a lot of people sniffling, sneezing, who have to go to work. They can't stay home, you know, so they're out there in the supermarket. So when you're out there in the supermarket, you keep your hands away from your eyes, nose, and mouth, you know, wash your hands before you eat and get enough rest and eat right. So when you're sick with illnesses like that, it's usually because you're not being balanced. You're not doing the right things for you to keep yourself healthy. Now, when you're getting illnesses like Lyme disease or fibromyalgia or MS or something that's like a serious disease, not an illness, those are generally something that is chosen by your soul to happen for a learning lesson. So that's when you're going through this process, you think about the things that you might be doing that, in contrast, is not helping you. So, for instance, I have a friend who's wonderful. She's a very giving woman, and she has MS, okay? And I always sit there and wonder, I'm like, why would she have MS? I mean, she's wonderful. I mean, there's so many great things about her. And I think that sometimes when people are overly giving to others, that they experience this so that they don't give. I think that's the way I want to say it. So I think she overgives, and I think she might overgive for the sake of perhaps self-esteem of herself, you know, that she might feel that she lacks the ability to give more of herself because of the disease. So she gives things to people in a monetary way, like gifts and paying for dinners and stuff. So things like that, like there is always a reason purpose for everything. So when you're sick, the way to heal too is just to try to understand what that reason might be. You know, and if it's because you're sick with the flu or, you know, a stomach virus or something, you know, there is a reason for it. Another example, a recent example, I got food poisoning last year. All right, well, you're like, okay, well, it's probably because you ate something bad, right? Yes, I did. But what it was a, it was like a nudge from the angels because I was going through the practice of trying to be more mind-body centric. So I was working on my body, and I was supposed to be eating more cooked food from home, and instead I was buying food from work. So I ate food at work, and then it got me sick, and so the reason why I got food poisoning. Kind of interesting. And so once I understood, okay, I get it, I'm going to eat right, I'm going to eat proper, and I did. And that's the way it is. Now, you know, Tree focused also on her diabetes, and she's able to get it down to next to nothing from something where she had, like, an extraordinary amount of insulin she would have to take. And what she did the same thing. She healed herself because she knew there was a reason for it. So she balanced her mind, body, and spirit with it and trusted that it was going to happen. And so she visualized. She did a lot of meditation and visualization, and she did it. So it's totally possible, people. So those are the four keys of self-healing that I wanted to share with you. You know, I had Lyme disease, and according to the doctors, they would say I'm in a remission, but I realized why I had it. And no matter what, remember that if you're struggling with anything that's really bad, like MS, fibromyalgia, Lyme disease, or any of these issues where it causes you to have to make major lifestyle changes in order to function, remember that there is a reason and purpose for it, and you do not allow your disease or your illness to define who you are. So when I introduce myself, I don't say, hey, my name is Victoria and I have Lyme disease, you know, or my name is Sally and I have MS. Because you know what? Sally is not the disease. Sally is not the disease. I'm not Lyme disease. You know, Julie is not fibromyalgia. Okay? So don't let that disease define who you are. It's a small little hiccup in your life process. Okay? Small. And once you understand why you have it and understand how that you can heal yourself of it, it will no longer be a part of your life. Okay? And just trust and believe that it's there for a reason. It's not a punishment. It's not there to, you know, make you tortured or whatever the case may be. So just understand that, and it'll help you get through the days. And when you're feeling crappy, love your body. Take a nap. Drink some water. Meditate. Relax. You know, a lot of times when I was going through my Lyme disease, I was tired. I could not sleep no less than 13 hours a day. I mean, I really needed 13. But I felt bad that I wasn't really doing much with my day. But I needed to have that recovery time in order to heal and to do all the process that I was doing and trying to make myself better. So give in, love your body, your mind, and your spirit. Okay? So quick recap. Four keys. Trust that it's possible. Number one. Number two, visualize your area that's infected and is being healed. So visualize with color. You can sit there and visualize hands massaging your leg or your brain or where the area wherever you're having issues with. Whatever works for you. There's no book that says that it needs to be this way or that way. Okay, so visualize it. It's your intention of healing that's the most important. Okay. Three, understand that healing is the balance of the mind, body, and spirit. So something must be off kilter in order for you to be experiencing an illness. Okay. And also four, lastly, know that there's a reason for your illness. And once you realize it and realize that it doesn't define who you are, you're on the step to healing. Okay. And these are the things that I use for myself, and it's worked. So I leave you with that. Don't forget, next coming week or perhaps the week after or so, I'm going to do a show on the ruins, life purpose, and past life cards and how to do a reading. So I'm going to do a show on that, and I'll be taking calls to do special readings for callers. That way you guys can see how the cards can be used in order to help give you direction on your life purpose or past life and about the ruins to give you some insight into what's going on, okay? So don't forget to stop over in angelcoaches.org. Check it out. Make some comments. Check out the blog. And go to Facebook, Angel Coaches, and become a friend or like the page. Tree posts all the shows. You know, she gives the alerts on when they're happening, so you won't miss it. And she also puts different little information about speakers, and she's just great. She has videos of herself giving you updates on what's going on for the week. So it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of great things. And I look forward to talking to you again next week. I'll let you know what's going to happen. Tree will send out a little notice and a message. So for next week to see if we can get the readings for the cards set up, okay? So you all have a great night, and I hope you have a fabulous weekend. Bye.